Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Cessna introduced their newest, biggest jet, the Citation Longitude, this week at the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Geneva. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Brad Thress, Cessna's Senior Vice President for Business Jets, to find out more about it. Hi, Brad. Thanks for talking with us today. My first question is about the jet's new Silvercrest engines from Snecma, which is something new for Cessna. What was the thinking behind that choice?
Well, we think that the Silvercrest engine offers a lot of benefits to our customer. Firstly, depending on where you are in the outlook, 3 to 5% more efficient than anything else that's on the market today. So that will help us drive lower operating economy for our customers. The second benefit is that it's designed to have a very low carbon footprint, and that's in some part due to the lower fuel burn and the design of the combustion process within the engine. So that's a second benefit. The third benefit is through their partnership with GE on the CFM56, they have learned a tremendous amount about making a very, very durable and low-maintenance engine. And maintenance intervals drive engine cost. Actually, it's the highest single cost of owning and operating a jet airplane. So an extended maintenance interval drives a very favorable operating economic condition for our customers. So we think that the engine in total is efficient, it's much more maintainable, and with a significantly longer maintenance interval, all those things combined to provide the best operating economics available for our customers.
And the airplane also has some fly-by-wire systems?
It has some limited fly-by-wire systems. The rudder and the roll spoilers will be fly-by-wire. We kind of have the philosophy that technology needs to earn its way onto the airplane and pay for itself either in cost or weight reductions to the airplane. Right now, we think that those two axes have a very high level of maturity, and for us are a nice balance between weight savings, system simplicity, and benefit to the customer.
And the airplane also has a new wing design. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
It's an all new wing platform with approximately 85-foot span and a 30-degree sweep, which is less than the Citation 10 has, but slightly more than the Sovereign. So it's designed to go. It has an MMO. The airplane has a maximum operating Mach of 0.86. So this is a wing that's really kind of custom designed for high-speed cruise in the high 0.8 Mach range. A wing is always a compromise between speed and fuel volume and low-speed handling characteristics. And this wing is just designed for very efficient cruise in the 0.82 to 0.86 Mach range.
Okay, now when we got the announcement about this on Sunday, they hadn't announced yet what the avionics would be, but I guess in the last couple of days that has come out. So can you talk about that a little, about that choice?
Yeah, we will continue with our Garmin 5000 deployment in the Longitude. Garmin has proven to be a very innovative supplier, and we've found that the customers are very loyal and really like the user interface designs and the quick response to emerging regulatory requirements that Garmin has brought to the market. So we will have the G5000 system in the Longitude.
So how does this compare? I know a few years ago there was a design in the works called Columbus, which was kind of abandoned. So is this got a bigger cabin compared to that, or how does it compare?
The Longitude uses the same cabin cross-section as the Latitude, which is 84 inches. It's actually a couple inches smaller than the Columbus, but the airplane itself is, in my mind, a much improved product to what we were designing at the time. We had the Columbus. Of course, the Columbus was state-of-the-art at the time, But a lot of innovative new things with respect to engines and avionics have come to the market since then, and the Longitude takes advantage of those latest and greatest technologies.
Okay, and is there an even bigger Citation in the future, do you think?
I probably should. Well, I'll just say that, you know, our advanced design group is always looking at what next feeds our customers' demands.
Okay. And where do you see the market for this airplane? Is it China in particular, or what do you have in mind? Who do you think is going to be your biggest buyers for this?
Well, because it's an intercontinental airplane, we're designing the airplane to meet regulatory requirements for operating literally around the world. So whether the airplane's based in North America and making frequent trips to Asia and Europe, or if it's based in Europe making frequent trips to North America or Asia, it can live anywhere and fly anywhere. So it's really designed to meet the needs of a global market, frankly. It is a 4,000 nautical mile machine, so we have to think in those terms.
Okay, thanks. And is there anything else you'd like to add about this new aircraft?
No, I think it's just, to us, it's bringing a tremendous value equation to the 4,000 nautical mile super midsize category. And we have a large base. We have over 6,300 Citation owners today. And so we're looking forward to offering them a longer-range airplane that meets their needs as their travel and business needs grow.
Okay, well, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it. I know you're busy over there in Geneva.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been a very busy and positive show for us. Thanks for calling.
Sure, thank you.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.